Hey, this is Steve Ockman, and I have on the phone right now, in person, my friend Mr. Brian Ortiz. This guy is a maniac. He's got, like, insane amounts of energy, and he came out up with this crazy way to make money with fitness called Boxing for Profits. The dude is in Brooklyn, New York, and he is killing it. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Oh, no, thank you for that proper introduction. I was expecting crazy FOB, but that's all right. You know, I guess that's just the New York term.
Nice, man. I'll have to do that one for next time for sure. Hey, so Brian, man, dude, let's just jump right into this here. And just tell me about what you're doing right now. Just tell me a little bit about what you got going on and how you came up with this new innovative concept in the fitness industry.
Well, you know what is? I've been in this industry for going on 6 years now, and I was always a boxer. You know, I was always into the whole boxing thing long before the whole Tybo BS came out. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with Tybo. Well, this is going to be first be uncensored, so I really don't give a shit what those people think about it. But, I mean, I was always into boxing, and I grew up in the projects, basically. And where I grew up, there was no gyms around, and boxing was a way for me to stay out of trouble. So when I decided to become a personal trainer, I was like that typical gym personal trainer, you know, that typical floor trainer. I was more of a salesman, you know. I pretty much followed the entire train, you know, just doing the whole basic weight loss thing, trying the whole, I'll train anybody, train for hire. I didn't specialize in anything. Even though I had that boxing background, I was still that typical floor trainer that was just trying to make a quick buck or just trying to meet his quota to stay alive. And I didn't realize what my niche was until like the summit, when actually we sat down, you, me, Chris, and Bedros, even Josh, we sat down and we're like, oh, you know what? I got this great program. And your eyes instantly lit up like, you know, dude, this will kill it. And I started talking to Shelby Murphy, the editor of PFP Magazine, who I'm actually writing my first article for, which will be out in next month's issue. And I didn't realize how much money people can make out of boxing. Yet I was always making a killing off of it. And you don't realize how much people love boxing. I mean, it's such a great fat-burning workout.
So tell me a little bit about. Well, tell me a little bit more about how you turned that into a business model.
Well, I turned it into a business model when I realized that a lot of trainers were actually picking my brain about it. Like, you know, they didn't know how to do boxing, but they wanted to incorporate a form of regimen into it, but they didn't want to spend the money in the. Like, they just wanted something that they could implement, like, right now. Let's just say, for example, you know, you have a female that wants to lose an extra 10 pounds but is getting bored with the workouts. Well, I found that a lot of trainers have really ended up paying me a good amount of money just to pick my brain off of the boxing programs. I just showed them a couple of things. Like, Dave, like, something so simple that they didn't even need to incorporate, that they didn't even need to have the base, they didn't even need to have boxing knowledge into it. They didn't even need to know, you know, something complicated. All they need to do was learn, like, this simple jab cross combination, something like that, or learn the basic bob and weave that they incorporate with their clients in, or incorporate with their circuits to really boost their heart rate up and basically get their clients really enjoying it. And that's how this business model came about, where I'm actually giving that trainers an opportunity to actually learn the basics of boxing without even spending money on the certification.
Wow, that's awesome. And they don't have to, like, be a professional boxer or anything like that to teach it, right?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, what I go over in my project, what I go over in the Boxing for Profits is I go over the simple combination, and I also go into the basic muscle groups that are being recruited, because I can tell you this from experience, you know, what good is learning the combination if you know, you're not knowing what muscle groups are being recruited. And I've actually been called on it a few times. Actually, one time I was teaching a class, and this woman was asking me about my credentials and everything. I thought I'd been doing this for, you know, 5 years at the time. And she wanted to know what muscle was being worked. And, you know, turns out she was actually the chief of cardiovascular surgery at a local hospital in the city.
Wow.
So I want to make sure that, you know exactly what muscle groups are being worked without, just in case, you know, you have that one person that's really going to call you out.
So Brian, like, tell me right now, like, someone, like a trainer that's listening right now, and they want to start incorporating boxing for profits into their repertoire of what they're doing. Like, what can they do? Like, give me some tips and stuff.
one of the basic tips, which I've also found, is incorporating as part of a circuit. Let's just say, for example, you know, you're doing a squat push-up combination, and you need that strength and agility and quickness component of it. This is where boxing comes into play. You can actually have them just doing crosses for 30 seconds just to elevate the heart rate. Again, a cross is one simple combination. You just have them rotate. Do that for 30 seconds, and then boom, that's it. You can just have them do it three times, and that's one boxing component. Another aspect of it, you can have them do a bob and weave with a medicine ball, even if they don't like boxing. Like, let's just say, for example, you know, you having them do, let's say, a lunge to press, and then you have them doing another upper body exercise, but you still need that strength, agility, quickness. What you do is you take a medicine ball, they don't even know it. You just have them come down and up. To them, it looks like they're getting a good strength, agility, quickness, and butt workout. You are actually introducing them to boxing. And I've even done this with some seniors who absolutely hated boxing. Oh, I'm like, well, you're actually doing boxing right now.
So tell me about, like, how you take a great workout where you give, like, you know, other options and different things to do to get a killer workout, but how do you turn that into, like, a money-making machine?
Well, truthfully, the average client, if you're really good, will stick with you for a year or 6 months to a year. But at the same time, there's only so much that you can do with a client during 6 months without being repetitive. And if also all the trainers listening out there, I know Bedros has preached this, and there's a lot of trainers out there that's not doing it. If you're doing 60-minute sessions, you're losing out on a ton of money. One thing that's great about boxing is the fact that it could be done as a standalone program. If you figure like this, if you're taking a client that's working out with you twice a week, 2 full hours, you're having the basic upper body, lower body day. That's fine. But now all of a sudden, you take that into a 30 minutes, now you have them 4 times a week for a lower price. Now, as a matter of fact, now you can turn one of those days into a boxing day. So all of a sudden, now they actually have something to look forward to, and thus you're going to keep them coming back for more.
Nice, dude. That makes a lot of sense, man. So tell me more about, like, I mean, give me more, you know, like, this is to be honest with you, this is all new to me, and I'm really interested in incorporating this boxing stuff into my boot camps a little bit. So just, like, give me more, man. I want more.
Well, first of all, I also found, here's a funny story that I actually learned, literally last week. I came back from the summit. I came up with the boot camps. Now, everybody, if you know New York City, you've also, Steve, you and I know you're getting a lot of boot camps around, but the average boot camp, you know, there's so many boot camps popping up all over the place, which is fine. But at the same time, how are you going to differentiate yourself from everything else? Like, one of the locations which I'm doing my boot camp has 2 other people doing the same exact thing. And I found that my being doing the exact same boot camp, the same, like, how many times can you do the dips? How many times can you do the push-ups? You're so limited with the average boot camp. Now, I'll give you an example. Somebody was watching my boot camp and one of my competitors' boot camps, the exact same park. All of a sudden, I whipped out the gloves with my students. All of a sudden, they started asking me about my program. They started seeing that was different, that the differential between my boxing-based boot camp, which is now known as Boxing the Park, and the 2 other competitors who were doing the exact same thing. And they were like, you know what, I've always was interested in boxing. I've just never tried it. I'm like, I'll tell you what, come out for a 2-week free trial on me. She came out, ended up buying after the first workout. And truthfully, I told her, like, you know what, the only requirement is that you have to buy the gloves for sanitary purposes. Because truthfully, you don't want to be using the same stinky gloves week after week. And I said, just buy your own gloves. You either buy your own gloves for like $19, or you can buy from me, whichever one, and I'll supply the rest. Now, my competitors do it 3 times a week. My boot camps are 6 days a week, and it's a boxing-based boot camp. Now, I still do the whole thing with the dips, the whole nine. But at the same time, one thing with boxing compared to boot camps is that it can be done in half the time. While my competitors are doing an hour, I'm only doing 30 to 40 minutes, and I'm giving them more intense workout than they are. So basically, I'm giving them twice the results in half the time. Because one thing about boxing is that it elevates your heart rate, especially when you get the gloves on. I mean, you do a simple 1-2 combination, you got your legs being worked, you got your core being worked, you got your deltoids being worked, you got your lats. Every major muscle group is being recruited there. So thus, your heart rate's going to be elevated. And if done right, you can burn them out in 30 minutes. You don't need an hour. And while my competitors were still doing their boot camps, I was already done. My clients were already on the floor.
Wow. Dude, that's awesome, man.
I think it's a component that every trainer should incorporate no matter what. Even if you're not going to get the certification, even though just for, you know, legal purposes, you know, you might want to get a certification. But even if you just want something to incorporate, you don't need a certification for that.
So how do you recommend a trainer that has never done any of this transition to having this in the workout? How do you announce it to your clients? Like, what is the best way to do that?
Well, especially, I specialize among women. Well, right now, how you market it, it's like, hey, you know what? You know, as I just say, for example, hey, Sarah, you know, I know we've been working together for about 3 months now. I say, look, we really got you dropping those 20 pounds. Let me show you a quick workout that can actually be done in half the time. And this way you can release stress. And also, it's going to help you tone up your stomach. It's going to help you get a nice tone, nose tone butt. And also, you get to punch me. Now, let me tell you something right now. 99% of the women, if you're a male trainer, will love that. And trust me, we all, look, if you know what I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about, Steve, like, it's like, if you're pushing them really hard, they have that aggression, they have that love-hate relationship, like, and, you know, if I could just punch you, this is their opportunity. And you find that after just one combo, never, and one thing to the trainer, I gotta tell you guys, don't be complex with them. Keep it simple. We get so lost in, like, impressing them, we end up losing them as clients. Like, I know, like, with my system, you're going to learn a lot, but and one thing I tell everybody, keep it simple as possible. I've introduced clients with a simple jab-cross combination. That's the basic 1-2, jab-cross. I teach them to punch, make them feel comfortable about it, and they're like, wow, this is a great workout. So I have them doing that for 30 seconds, and then what I have them do afterwards is they have them do 30 seconds of jumping jacks, and then boom, go right to the jab-cross. Do that 3 times part of a mini circuit. 99% of the time, they're going to be fried, but they're like, wow, this is such a great workout. Like, I've never experienced it like this compared to doing the strength training portion of it. Like, the average client's probably done, like, the bicep curls, the treadmill, but when they're doing the boxing, they feel more empowered. And also, at the same time, they don't feel like they're working out. And that's the most important thing. You take their mind off of it. Whereas if they're doing, like, a push-up, doing a squat, you have them doing a shoulder press, they feel like they're working out. But when they're punching, they're having a good time. They're really enjoying it. And thus, they take their mind off of the really pain.
It is kind of crazy how sweet little Mrs. Jones, once she can start punching you, becomes a freaking animal, isn't it?
Exactly. Even as I would say, it's the quiet ones that end up really being the animals.
That's so funny, man. Yeah, you never know, man. It's like, no, I don't want to. Okay, and then they try to kill you, man.
Exactly. And it's one thing about it is gone are the days where boxing was strictly geared towards, you know, men and women that would just train for a match. Boxing is really less intimidating. I mean, the difference between boxing and, like, Tai Bo is Tai Bo was a fad. I mean, you can only do it in a group setting. One thing about boxing is that it's such a great relationship builder between you and your client. And as you know, sales are built on relationships. If you have a good relationship with your client, you know, you're not going to make any money. They're not going to come back to you for more. And one thing about it, because you get to learn more about them, you get to help them relieve stress, you know, you just build up that rapport, and they're going to constantly come back to you. True, I've had students who have been with me just as long as I've been in the industry with the boxing. You know, this is going on 6 years. I have people that still shell out thousands of dollars a month for me, regardless. And no one, and plus, they stay with me longer because I'm only doing 30-minute sessions.
Dude, that is brilliant, man. That is
I mean, you need to do 30-minute sessions now. I mean,
what's that?
No, you have to be doing 30 minutes. Again, I have to emphasize that enough because you know you want to create income that's coming in consistently. And 60-minute sessions are done because you just find yourself talking too much to your clients. Whereas when you just have them come in, like, you know, warm up for 10 minutes, follow this intense cardio program that I give you as a warm up, and then boom, we're gonna go right at it. And if you do this boxing program right, they're going to be there after 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and they're still burning off more fat.
I think any trainer could destroy someone in 20 to 30 minutes if you're good. And not only that, the way I sell the 30-minute sessions, I kind of explain that if you work out, you know, intense for 30 minutes, it's actually better on a lot of reasons than working out for an hour. For one, you know, after an hour, you can start producing cortisol and all this other stuff.
Exactly.
A 30-minute session, we know that you're busy, you want to get in and out, you don't want your whole day to be filled with this, you don't want it to be a 2-hour event, you know, getting ready and leaving and then working out and then getting ready and leaving and going home. So you make it a 30-minute session and they get the same money, get better results, and spend less time. So
exactly. I mean, it's, first of all, I don't even train my athletes for 40. I don't train my athletes for 40 minutes. And I know there's some studio owners out there, if you're not capitalizing on some form of boxing program, you know, you're losing out on thousands of dollars. But here's the mistake that a lot of studio owners make, and I've done this, and I've corrected them on this, is that they get a big space. Like, you know, they come and say, hey, Brian, you know what? I want you to design this boxing program for me. Do you think I need to get the most expensive ring? Do I need to get the most expensive equipment? No, you don't. I mean, truthfully, I've done boxing programs where all I have were boxing gloves and focus mitts in a small studio. But I've given intense workout. It doesn't matter the type of equipment, how much equipment you have, is it what you do with the equipment that you already have.
Dude, I couldn't agree more. It's all about the trainer, man. It really has nothing to do with the equipment, everything around you. If you're a kick-ass trainer, you can get someone a great workout in anywhere. You can go anywhere in an elevator. It doesn't
right.
matter where you're at.
Exactly. And one of the things I got to say, and I think you touched on this in your blog, if you're really not passionate about this industry, and you know you have no reason being in it, because I've seen some trainers that, I've even had some trainers I've interviewed where they said, "Oh, I do this other job," and then you're not a career personal trainer. You know, you need to have a passion. If you have a passion for this, and I mean really committed to making a difference in people's lives, you have no business in it. Also, it's about taking action. I can give you this complete program because I'm going to be walking step by step with you in this. I mean, it's going to be a DVD. Well, I'm going to break it down that even an 89-year-old woman can do this. You know, if you're not taking action, you know, what good is using it? What's good is buying into it? I mean, it's the same thing at the business summit. You know, it was about, 250 people, 250, 300 people at the summit. You know, you learned a lot of information, but what good is it if you're not going to take action on it?
Absolutely, man. I just interviewed one of my good buddies, Jaya Figueres. He said, always act like a sponge and absorb everything you can, but know when you're full. When you're full, squeeze it out and put it into action and then absorb some more, you know?
It's actually a really good point. I mean, my view was, you know, a couple people have told me was, okay, there's so many boot camps where you are, you know, you're not going to succeed. Well, I say, you know what, they're basically craps. Because I know I got a boxing program and a boot camp program that can't be matched, because I'm offering a lot more. And while these boot camps are being started, I'm coming in and I'm finishing up in less time. These people see, like, wow, they're getting a great workout, and actually, wow, they look like they're having a lot of fun with it. And the key is to make sure they're having fun. You know, I'm not yelling at them. I'm motivating them, but I'm not yelling at them. I'm not going like, one, two. No, I'm not a rep counter. I just want to make sure. I even make jokes about it. I'm like, come on, pitch your next boyfriend. Pitch that one person that you're this close to fucking up. You know, give them motivation like that. Now all of a sudden, they really bring it out. You know, pitch that ex-boyfriend. Pitch that ex-boyfriend that you broke your heart. Pitch that boss, that person that you're this close to messing up at work. Pitch them right here. As a matter of fact, for Valentine's Day, I did a special boxing class where I told them to bring in pictures of their exes, and they actually could put their pictures right on the focus mitt so they can actually punch them.
Are you serious, dude? That's awesome.
I did it for them. It was very popular. Like, yeah, even, okay, I know I'm going to piss off a couple of Republicans out there, but even Bush's last day, I actually told everybody to bring in a picture of George Bush, and they actually punched the focus mitts with his picture on it.
Oh, my God, dude. That's so creative, though, man. That's brilliant, dude.
I mean, it's nice. I mean, you have to be, one thing about boxing is that you have to be very creative. And also, no matter what, you should be creative with your workouts. I mean, if you, for example, say, for example, you got a new client that wants, Mrs. Jones, that wants to lose 20 pounds. It's going to be easy for her to lose the first 20 pounds for the first 2 months, but it's getting her over the next 20 pounds. And that's where a lot of trainers fail, is they get them the first 20 pounds, but then they do the same thing over and over. And that's where you have to start being creative. And that's one thing I found in my, and that's one thing I found in my line of work. Like, all right, I'll start them off with this. But once I started incorporating boxing into it, even if boxing is part of the warm-up, that's one thing that's so great about boxing. You can do it as part of the warm-up, even the cool, even the burnout portion of it. Like, at the end, to really make that X factor, you're still keeping them coming back for more. You're still keeping their body guessing.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude, about learning new things. You know, my eighth principle, APE for appreciation, you know, every time your client comes in, hey, Mr. Jones, I'm so glad to see you. Thanks for coming in. I'm so glad you're here today. I've been waiting for you. This is awesome. So, you know, giving them that appreciation. Also, when they leave, we're giving them the appreciation. Thank you so much. I always say, my clients, thank you so much for that workout today. Thank you. You kicked ass. I really appreciate your effort. Thank you so much. And then the passion.
Exactly.
To keep your passion, dude, I believe that you have to learn new stuff. You can't, like, you know how it is, like, kind of like what you were just saying, when you learn a new workout technique, if you, like, learn a whole new boxing program, you're going to come in going like, oh, man, dude, I got something for you today. Oh, man, I learned some new stuff. You're going to get killed. You're going to get shredded and ripped up, and fat's going to melt off.
Right.
You can't wait. So to keep that passion, you definitely have to learn new workout routines. You got to.
Exactly.
You
have to. And I've spent thousands of dollars on, you know, studying with the best. You know, I studied with Paul Cech, with J.C. Santana. Anybody knows with J.C. Santana? You know, he's the godfather of functional training. I mean, I've literally spent thousands of dollars, you know, to pick his brain. You know, we've networked back and forth together. You know, like, wow, this will be a great way to incorporate this into your workout. I mean, you have to be creative. The problem is a lot of trainers like to be safe. You know, they like to be by the book. And I say, if you're gonna be by the book, you're not going to last all this industry, because that's just going to make you, what makes you different from anybody else? And that's the one thing I've always believed in. I wanted to stand out. I did not want to be that face in the crowd. I just wanted to make sure that, you know what, if this boot camp is doing this, well, shit, I'm going to offer a little bit more. Now, at the same time, I'm not going to say I'm going to appeal to everybody. There's some people that hate boxing. That's fine. But at the same time, I know who my market is, and I know how big my market is. I know this is a big group out there. I'll give you a quick example. Like, the summit was, like, less than a month ago. Me, and a lot of people know that me, Steve, and Bezos, we all talking, and Chris, and I was talking about the system, and Steve, you really pushed it, because I was like, you know, I have this system out here. They do. Why don't you go with that? And sure enough, as soon as I came back to my hotel room, I put the human billboard out on Craigslist. I put the human billboard out on Craigslist, got a tremendous response. Now, once I started incorporating the box into it, they started raving about their friends about it. So now, not only that, I had to hire a staff to work at four other locations within less than 2 weeks. I literally have a waiting list for a Central Park location, and I haven't even hired trainers yet. I'm still in the interview process. So basically,
that.
I went from having one location in Brooklyn to having people wanting to do the boxing program in another part of Brooklyn, in Central Park, which is a very oversaturated market, and I even got a request to do one in South Florida.
Dude,
just from the human billboard alone.
One thing I noticed about you right on the beginning, right from day one, is that you're a massive action taker, dude, and that, I mean, that's why you're so successful. But yeah, dude, hey, Brian, man, I know you got a tight schedule today. Let me ask you this. Two questions. One, dude, I want to incorporate your product into my boot camps and have all my instructors learning from you, because I think that you're on the cutting edge of success. And the other thing
Thank
is,
you.
You know, for people to get a hold of you and to learn and to get this great these great workouts that are going to, you know, get the clients even faster results and longer client retention and just really separate themselves from the crowd, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you, man? How do they do that?
Well, first of all, what you're going to do right now is I have a pre-sale going on right now, because this product I can easily sell for $597. But actually, I'm going to sell it for the first 100 people for $297. And what you got to do is you go to the Boxing for Profit site. You're going to see there's a little form right there for the name and email. And what you do is you'll be signed up to the newsletter, just confirm everything. And I'm actually going to be sending a little boxing video that I just created literally the other day in the park, something that's so simple that you can actually do with your clients right now. They won't even know that they're really doing boxing. It's a great core workout because it really involves the rotation, and it's a great oblique exercise, and it's a good little circuit that you can incorporate right now. No boxing experience necessary. And I'll be posting that shortly after Memorial Day.
So they could go to the Profit for Boxing site right now and get that video and start learning some stuff right away?
It's going to be sent to everybody shortly after Memorial Day. Right now we're just editing it because it was so long.
But I mean, they could go to that site to start getting to sign up so that when it's out, they're going to get it.
Exactly, because right now, here's how it's going to work when it gets released. It's going to be, because I'm actually going to raise, it's going to be $397 after the first 100 people, because really, I charge upwards of $5,000 for just consulting with me to design boxing programs. This is basically, you're going to be able to pick my brain. And also, there's going to be a 15-minute phone consultation with me after you purchase the product. So this way, you have any questions, we'll set it up. No matter how many people buy this, everybody's going to have a 15-minute consultation with me. So if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Nice, man. Well, hey, Brian, man, I appreciate your all the information you gave today. I think, dude, you just kind of put a whole nother dimension into the repertoire of personal trainers and bootcamp instructors just now. And I know for sure for me, dude, I'm gonna definitely hire you to work with my bootcamp instructors, because I want them, dude. Let me just put it this way: I want them to have the best, most cutting edge workouts on the market. And so I'm going to have them go to you to do that, dude. So I really appreciate that.
I mean, Fit Body Bootcamp's going to kill it. I mean, Charlie, I see the crazy shit that you have in your workouts, and you really have a small following. But now this is going to take things to a whole nother level.
I think it's like I said, dude, I practice what I preach, and I believe it's important to always keep on the cutting edge, dude. Always keep on the cutting edge, man.
Exactly.
Brian, dude, I really appreciate your time in this interview, dude. Awesome, awesome stuff, man. And, dude, I will definitely keep my eye out for you, man. And we'll be talking soon, bro.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time, Steve. I really appreciate it.
You got it, man. Have a great day, dude.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.